From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The British people on Thursday voted by a large margin to break away from the European Union, a move that some European leaders are labeling a grave mistake. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says there's no doubt this is a blow to Europe and the European unification process. It was the largest voter turnout in 30 years that UK voters made in deciding they wanted to leave the European Union. VOA's Larissa Ramirez reports from London.
Britain makes a historic decision to leave the European Union in a referendum that stoked passions on issues of immigration and sovereignty and prompted Prime Minister David Cameron to announce his resignation.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
Cameron said that transition should happen in October. The man who led the Leave campaign, former London Mayor Boris Johnson, also of Cameron's Conservative Party, is widely expected to replace him as Prime Minister. With all ballots counted, the Leave cause won by more than a million votes, or nearly 52%. The news prompted a negative reaction in Asian markets, and the British pound tumbled to a three-decade low. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
European Council President Donald Tusk called it a grave mistake to leave the EU, the world's single largest market. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressed confidence, however, in the decision.
The UK will remain a strong and committed NATO ally, and it will continue to play its leading role in our alliance. Today, as we face more instability and more uncertainty, NATO is more important than ever.
Jens Stoltenberg, this is VOA News. A deadlocked U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court decision that rejected an Obama bid to set new immigration policy by executive order, after Congress failed to pass comprehensive immigration changes. President Obama was admittedly disappointed and spoke to reporters in the White House press room.
Pretending we can deport 11 million people or build a wall without spending tens of billions of dollars of taxpayer money is abetting what is really just factually incorrect. It's not going to work. It's not good for this country.
The president's setback comes as the Supreme Court lacks the ninth judge to break ties. Mr. Obama nominated a judge, but so far the Republican-controlled Senate has refused to consider his nomination. Fierce fighting erupted in eastern Afghanistan today after militants linked to the Islamic State staged overnight coordinated attacks on security posts of Afghan forces and civilian areas. At least 30 IS militants are dead and several others wounded, according to a provincial government spokesperson who confirmed 3 deaths of civilians, including 2 women. The United Nations is dismissing Pakistan's contention that Afghan refugees have become a source of terrorism in their country, urging the host government not to adopt rushed solutions for sending the displaced population back to Afghanistan. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi made the remarks in Pakistan on the last leg of a 3-nation trip, which included Iran and Afghanistan, to remind the international community of the importance of solving the protracted Afghan refugee crisis. Afghans in Pakistan are now the second largest refugee population in the world, most having fled the Soviet invasion in 1979. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says talks about a political transition in Syria need a boost. De Mistura said he hopes the negotiations can start soon, but explains that depends on humanitarian conditions, and the security situation in Syria. Jan Egeland is the special assistant to de Mistura for humanitarian assistance for civilians caught in the civil war and the push by Islamic State to obtain a caliphate.
We have so far this month been able to reach 8 out of the 18 besieged areas. We hope to reach at least 7 more in the next week.
Egeland and de Mistura spoke at a UN meeting in Geneva on the future of Syria. And the U.S. Senate has reached a deal on labeling foods with genetically modified ingredients just a week before a stronger, harsher GMO law takes effect in the northeastern state of Vermont. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.